Proclamation number 6092 of 28th of October, 1954. Blessing of the Divine Word on Earth and in the Beyond. An unimagined blessing flows from the pure Word of God to everyone who listens to it and evaluates it as His Word. People often lack the ability to judge. They listen to it and do not recognize its great value for their souls. And because they therefore don't follow it either, because they don't act according to the divine word, they cannot feel any blessing either, even though it contains divine strength. Yet the once spoken word of God is a source of strength for all who faithfully accept it in their hearts on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. The souls which open themselves to the word of God will receive strength and light, because the word is strength and light in itself. And this effect is particularly felt by the souls in the kingdom of the beyond who are still without light and strength when they are touched by the divine word. Or also, when they willingly allow themselves to be touched by it. For the word of God is visible to the souls who still dwell in darkness as sparks of light which they must now voluntarily turn in order to then also feel the benefit of light and strength. The word of God constantly sounds in the spiritual kingdom. Yet it is only recognized and felt when the souls are willing to be addressed by God. When they desire knowledge, strength, in order to utilize it in God's will. Since God constantly emanates His love into infinity, His holy word will therefore also constantly resound but only be heard when His living creations want to hear it. For God's love does not force itself upon any being but is always ready to be illuminated. And God's word is the emanation of His love, which therefore has to signify an immeasurable blessing for all spiritual beings which open themselves to His emanation of love. On earth the beneficial effect of the divine word is not so obvious but it is gratefully recognized by everyone who receives it with his heart and acts accordingly. But in the beyond there is light where the divine word resounds. And these sources of light are the gathering point of countless beings who hunger for the word of God, who accept it gratefully and joyfully and thereby increase their abundance of light and strength, because the word of God stimulates them into loving activity and the souls in the beyond follow such stimuli exceedingly willingly but which are little heeded on earth. Earthly inhabitants have much light and strength at their disposal, yet they pass it by. But in the spiritual world the light is sought, and where it shines the soul's will of love is so stimulated that they also want to convey the light to the darkness and therefore redemption work is continuously carried out. To also lead the souls from darkness to light. And the being's activity will not diminish because ever new strength and ever brighter light will flow towards them, which will impel them to increase the activity of love. This effect of light and strength can also be felt on earth, but only when people consciously request this address from God. For then God reveals Himself and shines His divine light of love into the human heart, who then also feels God's blessing and is grateful to Him for imparting light and strength to him. The right realization and a strong faith. Amen.